Podcasting with limited bandwidth from his mom's basement. It's the Internet Tommy Internet Radio Show. Broadcasting to you live on the Internet. The Internet Tommy Radio Show is brought to you by the Internet. And now, with no particular agenda or preparation, here's Tom.
Hello. It's the Internet Radio Tommy Show for today, and I'm real excited because it's a special, very special Internet Radio Tommy Show.
You know, Tom, I was going to say, you looked excited.
I didn't get a chance to start yet.
You started
with Rob.
Tom, you started with the open.
We're distracted by your tuxedo shirt that you're wearing.
I am wearing this for a special reason, my tuxedo t-shirt, because it's the Podcast Awards 2010.
Oh, I've been excited about
this. You're the guy behind the guy?
I am the guy. Oh. I got my list here. I got all my awards. And we can just get started.
Well, did you prepare? Okay. You know, a lot of times award shows start with some patter or a monologue. Do you have anything prepared?
I don't know. I was going to get right to the awards.
Well, you can't just go right to the awards.
The way I'm going to do it. It's my award show, Rob.
Well, I'm just trying to. I'm just saying. What about a joke?
Don't be a dick. I'm just trying to do this the right way. What, Oscar?
How many submissions? How many nominations were there?
Well, I can answer it this way.
Okay.
There are thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of shows on the internet.
Right.
I selected the winners out of all those shows.
Oh, it wasn't by votes. It was you.
Yeah, but what about your voting site you set up?
I went to that. I looked at that. I took some ideas from that, but I actually had to, you know, I was on a short leash, Rob.
Who holds this leash?
Yeah, don't ask all the difficult questions. All right, I'm supposed to have my award show today.
Let me just go back. Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Go back to my primary concern. If we can't open with a joke, you should at least use your sexy voice, because then more women will want to listen to the award show.
All right. I'll introduce it in my sexy voice.
I like this. You see, now get ready, America.
It's the Internet Radio Tommy Radio Show, and now it's time for the Internet Awards. The Podcast Awards.
Right.
Okay, the nominees for best, I'm sorry, just the winners, no nominees. The winner for best podcast goes to...
Yeah.
They showed me how to use the drum roll. Let me do that.
Hold on a second. Nice.
And the winner for best podcast 2010 goes to... The Internet Radio Tommy Show!
What? Wait. What? Tommy?
Yeah.
Not cool.
How's that possible?
What do you mean not cool?
I mean not cool.
There's only one guy that downloads your show, and that's Rob.
Right.
So,
I'm still looking
for
any usable material.
How did I win?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, who'd you go against? Who was the tough competition?
Everybody that has one of the shows on the internet.
Well, I know you weren't going to read the nominees, but is it true you were up against Corolla?
You guys are dicks.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now I've got a most familiar figure and face. For all of you across the country here with me now, of the original Beatles, Mr. John Lennon, will the Beatles ever reunite?
You never know. You never know. I mean, it's always in the wind. If it looked like this, it might be worth doing, right?
You did just spend the weekend with Ringo.
Yeah, and I promised him I'd mention his album Out Now, and I said I wouldn't mention my own, which is out now, too. Forget it.
Thank you very much,
John. It's been
John.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Right now, we've got to rejoin the Giffer. Frank
okay,
Giffer.
Giffer. Over to Giffer. Bye-bye.
You have got to say what we know in the book. Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Wednesday, December 8, 2010, and we are over 4 million downloads and rising. I remember hearing audio of Howard Cosell and saying to myself, way harsh, Howard, because it was dead on arrival, and it was like...
It's just the way he was.
It was the way he was, and it was so cold. Give me a little more gain on this so I'm not screaming over that. God, we got to get these levels better in this studio, guys. We really do. Every day it's a different adventure. And I remember hearing that and being just being aware, even at my young age at that point, that you know, that Howard was just, you know, it was cold. It was a cold way of delivering the news.
It was.
I mean, he said unspeakable tragedy, but it was just like that. Matter of fact, he was totally in his sportscaster mode delivering that, that news. And a lot of people heard that news on that broadcast.
He always wanted to be more of a news guy, I think.
And that was Monday Night Football, when Monday Night Football was appointment TV.
Yeah.
Everybody watched Monday Night Football if you were even a partial sports fan.
That tone was, and anybody could play it out, dead on arrival. It could be a five-yard gain. It's a three-syllable.
Yeah.
It's just like the game. You're absolutely
It was, and it made it more shocking because you kind of said to yourself, joke, not joke? Yeah. What's going on when you hear that?
Well, it's what my dad likes to say. It's so entirely out of context.
Yeah, it was totally out of context.
You don't expect to hear that in that situation.
Very strange.
I was only nine.
Right.
And we should say it's 30 years ago today.
30 years ago today, John Lennon gunned down outside the Dakota in New York City at 10:15 in the evening. And, you know, Mark David Chapman, the guy that did it.
Nutcase.
And, you know, it was just a bad day, especially for huge Beatles fans, for fans of music in general.
I was asleep because I was just a kid. I was asleep when it happened. I remember hearing it. I can remember it pretty clearly. Went in to say hi to my mom in the morning. It was on her clock radio.
Right.
Dude Walker and Doug Limerick.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's who broke the news
Doug.
The big
Dude
show on
Doug.
Q107.
That's right.
It was. I remember not being as big of a Beatles fan then, remarking on how it affected my mom more than it affected
she
me.
She was upset.
Yeah. And, you know,
a lot of people were.
In retrospect, I can see the tragedy of it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it does not seem like 30 years.
Our show today is brought to you by Mangrates. He doesn't want socks, sweaters, or ties.
No, doesn't want
I'm sorry, Mangrates, for associating, you know, doing the Lennon thing and then coming into that. But
completely
we got to get to it.
You are the Cosell of our show, Mike.
Mr. Segway, just call me that. Listen. He wants something. You know what he wants this Christmas?
Cast iron on arrival.
No, he wants something molded.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always said every Christmas, I say to Carla, get me something molded, please, stat.
Did you ever get that wax figure you wanted?
Yeah, but she did that with her hands.
I know.
100% American-made cast iron Mangrates. It's a grill enhancement system starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. You have been delightful in your support of this fine sponsor, Mangrates. We expect you to continue to do so as we lead up to Christmas time. And did I mention that Mangrates comes with the best grill brush ever?
It's the best one ever, Mike.
The best one ever. Now available in quantities from 1 to 4. Mangrates. Click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. And yes, go right. Of course, you always
what
do.
What do you have to say about
it? It's value added.
Why
you're all
you
about
care?
That because it's
so
your
much,
client.
Absolutely. Very excited to. Well, I just found this out yesterday from the
right.
post office. We can deliver this product to any APO or FPO in the country or around the world.
What's an APO?
Army Post Office.
Army Post Office.
Or Fleet Post Office.
Or Fleet Post Office.
Around the world.
Put that on the ship when you're barbecuing.
Yes.
That's cool. Very, very cool.
Around the world.
AFPs
so if you
are a pain for like eBaying and stuff. They're hard to get at, but
and
you
it's
guys
tough.
Can do it.
Yeah, I was on the phone with the Postmaster General and the guy from around this area, and he said, did you know that this is possible with your flat rate deal? And I said, no. And I said, how much does it cost? He goes, same price.
Really?
So that's pretty amazing.
That's
so
cool.
APO, I thought that was what I had yesterday. I had a really rough APO
yeah.
right after the show. Yeah. Took me about a half an hour.
Kirk
it was very difficult.
Kirk was so upset about it this morning.
On the show today, Fixing Oscar Part 1.
Please, can we?
Although I technically think Fixing Oscar ought to be really confined to our bonus hour this week, when we are going to take excerpts from the bonus show that you attempted to
the
do.
The ill-fated show. It was ill-fated.
He was three naps into the evening.
But we'll have a little fixing Oscar today.
What just we should
some,
do today,
Mike? Some tips.
Fix. Today, let's...
Just little tips.
I'm
I have
great.
Tips. I have tips for you.
Let's set the table. And I do want to make one thing clear.
Yes.
Is that when you started yesterday talking about fixing Oscar...
Yes.
This is not a vasectomy. We're
no.
not having him neutered.
No.
A lot of people were thinking that we're going to take him to a veterinarian and have him fixed.
No, I've got theory about Oscar and his lovely lady that I will throw out there, and I will open it, put it on the floor for debate,
okay.
And we will see what happens. We will go from there.
All right.
That's all it is, and it's just going to be, and it's almost complimentary what I'm going to say.
Almost.
Anyway, today, a little bit of, I'd like to do just vent a little bit, little Sox talk, if I may, and also fantasy football. We'll get right to that at the beginning here with a playoff update for fantasy football. I hate Oprah.
Still?
And Christmas decorating. Have you been in the kitchen yet?
No, I'm not.
You boys haven't been in the kitchen
yet? A lot
yet.
Of times you don't like it when I go into the kitchen.
Mark Ronick. Well, I don't like it after the show's over.
I had to twice go in the kitchen yesterday, and I thought you were going to rip my head off.
Well, that's, yeah. because the kitchen becomes pee central.
I know.
And everybody has to pee so
well,
much
I went,
on this
I went
show.
To pee, and who got there first?
RJ.
Of course.
RJ who pees 80 times. RJ who needs to go to a doctor and find out that his prostate is the size of a baby raisin.
It's a pistachio.
A pistachio. But, it's just that's the way it goes. Christmas decorating. I'll talk about it last
cool.
night. Carla quitting smoking and Christmas decorating. Those are not a good combination.
That's the magic. Wow.
That is not a good combination.
You know, I can only imagine how great she's doing today because she was already complaining about the withdrawal yesterday.
Yeah, it was delightful.
She was using it as a peremptory excuse.
It was so much fun. I'll try to come up with some sort of voice for what Carla did to me. I did this on the edge. This is I'm recycling bits occasionally because it's the holidays, and I don't care what you think.
Well, Al
this
Al Gore would be
Carla.
So proud.
This would be Carla last night taking the Christmas tree from the attic downstairs to the kitchen where we have to put it because the front of the house is studio space.
Right.
I think. That's the wrong one. Hold
Will
on.
You be decorating the drums this year for Christmas?
No, I won't.
I think that would be really nice.
No, I won't.
Some lights, perhaps some
tinsel. Thank you, though. It's a wonderful idea.
Drape them in garland.
Carla taking the Christmas tree down from the attic. Hello. Lit up. No, that's not going to work.
It's close.
I'm sorry. Hold.
You're getting close to Mercedes McCambridge.
Hello.
Did this bit work better on the morning show?
Hello. There it is. Hey, a-hole. Hey, a-hole. Lift your end up. Lift your end up. Lift your end up.
Hi, Carla.
Stand up. Don't sit on a chair.
Oh.
Tell me where the plug is. Where's the light out? Ah, I'm Carla. Ah.
Hey, Carla.
Wow.
It's a better sound.
I like
that.
That
was a better sound. That's the one I was looking for.
Now,
she's just a little tense.
How is your, sure, and who isn't this time?
But no, every year it ends up where I'll do like something at the very beginning and then I split. And I split because I was tired and I went upstairs and then came down and said how lovely it looks. And then when she came to bed later on, she was actually feeling lovey-dovey.
Nice.
But lovey-dovey in a weird way. And I like the way guys feel lovey-dovey with their woman in the middle of the night.
Oh,
that kind of lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I like being the recipient of that.
What you should do if you really want
feel
to...
Feel like I'm just a stick.
If you want to turn her on, hey, well, that's...
I'm just a pole.
That's high praise.
That's all I am.
Don't use me.
I'm just a pole.
You want to turn her on.
I'm an Ildo day.
Rub a Marlboro behind your ear. You'll be as sexy as can be.
But the tree looks good. You guys can check it out.
Question.
Briefly after the show's
how
over.
How is your attic in this house? Is it like a step-up attic, or do you... something?
You've never been in my attic?
Mike, amazingly, have you ever been in mine?
You know what would be a great experiment is have you go up and check out the attic, not only because, I'd love you to see it and come back down and comment on it, but then I'd like to hear your breathing after that.
Spacious? Lots of room?
Yeah, you could actually...
Wow.
We
be
could
a great
put,
stress test
we could
for the
put
staircase.
This, we could put this studio upstairs in the attic.
No. No chance.
Apps in a heartbeat. We could do it easily.
But how do
there.
You access the
you'd
attic?
Have to you'd have to like put drywall up and stuff like that.
Sure,
but
it's not
but the attic, there is room up there, man.
What
there is
of?
Room. Yeah, man. There hey baby. Hey baby groovy. There is room up there, man. I mean there's killer room up
See,
there.
See, most modern houses, you
yes.
have to either get a ladder and prop yourself up into a little hole.
No.
You can walk up.
You bet.
Is wow. it steps?
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Take your time. You're not going to be too winded. It's two flights.
Okay.
It's two flights. Go upstairs and check out my attic.
All right. Can right. I call on Skype while I do it?
Yeah, can he call on Skype, or is that no? That's
no.
too much.
No,
to
but
do.
Can you do me a favor? I'm gonna start recording here on my phone, so I have actual evidence. If you don't mind.
Of what? Me going up to the attic?
Yes.
All right. What you do is you go up to the top of the stairs.
All right.
All right. You're looking at my bedroom straight in front
I've
of you.
Never been upstairs.
And what I want you to, why don't you guys? Yeah, we can't do Skype. Go up there. I will just chat quietly. Make sure Ronick's microphone is on, so I can have somebody to talk to.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Hey, this will be a good piece of radio. And go upstairs, check it out.
All right, I'm going upstairs.
And,
I can't believe.
And enjoy. When you go up to, when you get to the top of the stairs, you can keep yelling at me, Rob.
Okay, Mike, I'm going up the first.
When you get to the top of the stairs.
Hold it.
Rob already winded.
All right.
When you get to the. Jesus Christ, I'd smack
not,
him.
Yeah.
Take a left when you get up to the top of the stairs. No, I mean, when you get up there, walk down the hallway, and it's your first door on the right.
Okay.
And we can probably hear your surprise when you realize it's not a ladder.
Yeah. Door opening, I heard it.
Wow!
Wow!
I can still hear you, Rob. Now he's going up to the top of the stairs. Yeah, I have it's stairs, and you go up, and there's a full... attic up
did
there. There's
ever,
even a room. There's
did,
a room up there, a
really?
Separate room. And then.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Mike, there's wildlife up there.
Wildlife? Are the dogs up there?
No. There's like a bat or a bird or something in your attic.
Oh, no, it's a bat. Are
you're
you
kidding.
Kidding? Wait, he's coming back down. Yeah. He hates bats.
He does seem panicked.
He hates bats.
He seems panicked.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Is there really something up
yes,
there?
Yes.
Like there's a bird?
Oh, there's something fluttering.
You're there's kidding. Like a bat up there?
Something very much like a bat.
Really? Or is it a bird?
I don't know.
In the attic right now?
Okay, I go up the...
You're downstairs now. You don't have to yell anymore.
Right.
You shut up.
Oh, wow.
I go up like an Alfred Hitchcock-like step.
Yeah, which is the wooden steps. Get your breath. I do not want to... I'm down one. I don't want to
right.
be down two. All right? Just collect yourself. Take a dig and take
there was
a deep
urgency,
breath.
Mike.
Okay. He is legitimately
he's
freaked
a, he's
out.
He's a horrible cinematographer.
Is there really... Is
what, it, what right. is that? Was that video?
Yes.
I thought it was audio.
All right, you have to go. Are you afraid of bats?
No, I don't give a...
Will you go up and find out if there's a bat upstairs?
Yes.
Please go up. Oscar's making a
okay,
trip.
Okay, no, hold on. Let me all warn right. Oscar of something. When you yeah. go up the steps, there's a lifeless body laying up there. It's a scarecrow from his front porch, but you don't realize that at first.
Make sure you turn the light on. It's a pull switch that you have with the light.
I never got that
when
far.
When you get to the top of the steps, you know, so there's a bird up there?
There's something in there.
He's really panicked.
What the hell?
Well, do you know what bats do? They
yes.
get in your hair, and they lay eggs, and you go crazy trying to get them out.
All right, so he's up there. Are you up there yet? Take a left, go down the hallway, first door on your right.
Listen for the squeal of bats.
So you really think
there's something
in there?
Fluttering
how
around
how far
up,
up the stairs did you get?
All the way.
All the way to the top of the wooden stairs?
Yes.
Up on the landing?
Yes, but then I flip and turned around when I heard...
All right, we'll find out soon whether there are real bats up there.
Oscar will probably...
Do you think the cold weather drives anything inside?
Of course.
Sure, absolutely.
Like people, birds, boys.
Boys, people.
Boys.
Mice.
You know what? I didn't even have to turn the light on.
Did you get at least a look at the space that's up
huge,
there?
It's huge, and it's like three rooms.
And I've cleaned it all out.
It looks fantastic.
There, I mean, really, what it would need would be drywall, but you
right.
could put a room up there. There's heating
sure,
up there.
Put a room up there for someone you don't like very much.
There's
yeah.
heating
intern
up there.
Intern office.
It's where I...
Chupare, it's home.
Can I be honest with you? I'll be honest with you. You know what it is?
What?
It's where I keep mother.
Oh.
Michael.
No, man.
Michael. Michael, we're waiting for you. You want Oscar to come upstairs so he can die. So he can die.
It's been
die,
a long time.
Die.
I hope he's okay.
All right, he's back.
This?
Oh, look at that. You found a Christmas ribbon.
That's not what was flying around up there.
That looks like Charlie's bow tie.
That's that might have actually been on a car that I gave Carla for one Christmas when I had a lot of money.
Was it on a Tuesday?
It was.
Tell us
way
about
back
those
when.
Days, Mike.
No, I traded in a car for another car.
What sort
I
of crazy wildlife did you find up there, Oscar?
Did you see? Was there anything?
Rob
or did he
is,
make it up?
Rob,
he's full of crap.
Is a huge pussy. There might have been a bird. It might have been outside.
No, 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 no. This
noise.
Was inside. Right. It was
no.
inside.
No, I don't.
Not,
I think
yes,
you're
it
wrong.
Was.
I think you're wrong.
I swear it on my microphones. There was something inside.
There was
that's
nothing
and
there.
When he swears uh-oh. On his microphone,
what about
it's
on your
a big
jukebox?
Deal.
On my jukebox
ooh.
Too. There
really?
Was something in.
Kudos,
your attic.
By the way.
What's
quite
that?
Quite the setup.
You like it up there?
That If anybody out there knows the movie The Goonies, and if you don't, shame on you. Mm-hmm. This house is the Goonie house.
Yeah, it is.
There are treasures up there.
Yes, there are.
There are rooms. Yes. I don't know how your daughters didn't somehow decide to put their bedrooms up there.
Yeah, like pull a Greg Brady.
It's very cool. So cool.
Isn't it cool?
Yes.
But the problem is, though, it is cool cold because it's cold up there because the heating doesn't work like it does
but
the rest
I
of the
would
house.
Say that if you
space heaters,
if you'd like to.
Kerosene.
Or if it was a different time, you could make that room could be the studio. 100%.
The longer I stay here,
except
the more I get dug
mammals.
In. And this house, would you agree?
Oh.
The potential of this house,
great.
Like to gut this house and do something to it is absolutely
turn
amazing.
Turn it into a fully functioning radio station?
Make it a real house. No, make this just a part of it. I've got room where I could put this up there.
Yeah.
It is
that's
beautiful.
What I should do.
Yeah, but it's fun and it's cool and you feel like... It feels,
but I don't want to climb steps to go to work.
Oh God! You need to more than anybody else.
Yeah, well,
I'm on you, and you're going to be on the list. Everybody's on the list.
Why?
Because everybody's going to get with our boy Buzz getting better. Hopefully,
yes.
Good news on that today,
Mike. You've got
everybody's getting healthier.
You've
on
gotten
this show.
20 good years out of me. Just enjoy those. The end is near.
The type of attic
I see the wall ahead.
Thank you.
That Mike's home has is the type of attic you dream of as a little kid.
Mm. Right.
That could be like your fort, your room.
Have you ever been to the dungeon?
No. Oh, no, I have been to
You've
the dungeon.
You've seen the dungeon.
Yes, absolutely.
The dungeon is scary.
You showed me where your workout equipment is.
Now, the only problem with the dungeon is the low ceiling.
Yes.
Which I don't think you can fix.
And the
only way you
can
fix it
death.
Is if you excavated and you went down below. But I don't think that can be done.
No.
But I'd love to do that,
too.
Because
then you'd have to dig up all the
bodies. But this reminds me of the architecture when I lived in New England for a couple years. All the homes were like this.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beauty of it. Was your home when you grew up like this?
No. My house was. My house is basically as old as I am.
Okay.
So my
it's
house
a lean
is not
to?
My. My house is not really old. No, but you know what's sad? You bring that up, and now I think this is going to be my mom moving out of that house.
Chow, baby.
That's going to be it.
Well, you know, Mike, what was shocking.
Another reason I wish I was still fabulously wealthy.
Your attic is
I would have bought that house.
Your attic has hardwood floors.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I mean, most of the time, if you go in an attic, you have to walk on the crossbeams and not step on the insulation.
And I am also reasonably sure it has asbestos.
Your attic looks like Greg Brady's bedroom.
Yes.
Something perfect
yes.
room.
Something struck me. My father struck a chord with me when I picked him up from the airport. He's back in town.
Right.
He did to a chord?
Welcome back.
Struck a chord.
Just making sure.
Welcome back, Papa Santana.
Yes,
hey, that gives me the vignette for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's back in town. And he said, and I was talking to him about our friend Buzz and just what he thought, because he's an MD as well.
Right.
And he said, you know, what's funny, because he's already 70 years old. He said, when I was younger, I used to always wish for fortune and luck, basically.
Right.
You'd wish and you'd work for that.
Right.
He goes, all I care about now, I don't care about the lottery. I don't care about money. I don't care about the struggle that may or may not be happening as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish and hope for my health.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's the one thing out of your own hands.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, you got to
hope for it. That is 100% true, and something you ought to remember. You ought to take your father's words to heart. Because you struggle all the time, and you are all about getting that brass ring.
You know, you are all
about the granite countertop, my boy.
Yes. Still hoping for the lottery, though.
Well, Formica doesn't do it.
Can I be honest with you? You know, it's okay to have stuff, but it's not that big a deal. It's more fun to have you guys coming over than anything else. That, to me, that is something where you want to talk about a void in your life. You're avoiding your life. Stop shaking your fucking head, Rob. I swear to God.
Yeah, you
I'm
love
gonna
when
come
we
over
come
there.
Over.
I'm going to. I do. I enjoy it. I do. I truly do.
I love when you guys come over, but not come into the kitchen.
But for those of us that were
I'm eating.
For those of us that were curious.
Yes.
In the heyday.
Yes.
What was it like?
I didn't have that much, really. I had a lot, but I didn't have
the
that
heyday.
Much. The heyday. The heyday. Here's the best thing. The best thing of even having a little bit is you don't think about it. Yeah, you don't worry about it as much. You don't think about every
That's
little
an amazing
thing you
luxury.
Do.
That is
the biggest thing. You know, other than that, my life hasn't changed that much. I mean, it really hasn't. So, you know, the thing is, though, I think right now, maybe because I'm older, in this time of year, it's a good thing to say that you that's what it's all about. You know when my life has sucked the most? My life has sucked the most when there's nobody around. That's what sucks. Mm-hmm, yeah. Having stuff is bad.
It's stuff.
You know? I mean, yeah. I love what I'm doing right now. I'm probably working harder right now than I've ever worked, and I'm getting compensated the least for it,
yes.
And I'm very, very content. I'm very
it's
happy.
A bad business model.
but it is
kind of reversed.
That's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned, and it really is the cliche, and you can only experience that cliche when you live it. And I think sure. I've kind of lived it a little bit, and that's a good thing. At the same time, you want to do as well as you can mm-hmm. because you kind of want where you were before, but it's not that big a deal. Your father's absolutely right. Yeah. You got that. You got your health. And right now, God knows that's all we're thinking about is our buddy Buzz getting well
yes.
and getting back on his feet and doing well. And we've all been to see him. And, you know, when we get a smile out of Buzz, that's a good deal. And I'm very happy to have some good news for everybody. The nice. Buzz is making some good progress and feeling better. And that is a very good
Let's
thing.
Let's only tell him good things. Don't tell him about the bats in the attic.
The bats in the attic that don't exist. You're imagining. Best. We are going to take a break. When we come back, it is fantasy football playoff time, and then I'll give some more thoughts on how to fix you.
And we'll fix the bats.
And I hate Oprah also. We'll be right back. Together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Welcome back to segment two of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's brought to you by Raw 2.0.
Nice.
Featuring captivating adult star Carmen Hart. Folks, you're going to love this show.
Really will.
I mean, I swear to God. Carmen Hart was on her best behavior, which is her worst behavior.
Exactly.
And
you speak in riddles.
Raw 2 has Carmen Hart followed by two drunken episodes of our holiday spectacular. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And surprise guests include the ladies of the Mike O'Mara Show. Raw 2.0 premieres the week of December 26th, but you can pre-order it now, and we urge you to do so. And remember, the Raw shows are included at a discounted rate with our VIP Goodest package. Pre-order Raw 2.0 at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You're going to love them. You're going to love two of them. You're going to like the third one.
They're going to love the third one.
I think you think they're going to love the third one?
I hear one. I don't actually remember much of it.
I will tell you.
But
I think,
hear it was wonderful.
I think they're going to love the first one. They're going to love the second one. They're going to really like the third one.
You know what will be a really...
They're going to think the third one was the best of all of them.
What's going to be a great gauge is this week's bonus hour,
mm-hmm.
where we hear just how drunk Oscar was.
I think anyone, if you were wondering, hey, should I get all three, might want to listen to the bonus hour this week.
It'll wet your whistle. Tease.
It'll be a little preview. All right, fantasy football. We don't talk about it enough. We did it. We went to Hooters. We had a fantasy draft. Why the hell don't we pay attention to this anymore?
Yeah, because
Mark,
you were on the bubble for so long.
On the bubble
didn't
for
talk
what?
Talk about it.
On the bubble of what?
Of being a winning team.
Oh, did you feel that?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I think you just crapped yourself.
Yeah, I think it might have been a bat.
you know what I had right before the show? I had hash browns.
I heard you making this.
I had some Bob Evans hash browns right before the show. 3 points on Weight Watchers.
Thank you.
He had Goyish latkes.
Hi, everybody. That's sort of my version of the latke.
Yeah, it's delicious.
You know, that's the Goy version mm-hmm. of a super latke.
You keep potatoes in the house, bats will go crazy.
You know what? You might hear they're birds that get in the eaves, and they're outside. They're not inside, so there are no birds
Better
up there.
Better watch out for eavesdroppings.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Rob.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Somebody get me a gun.
So, what
today.
I know about the Fantasy Football League
yes.
is that there are two guys that really, really care.
Yeah.
That usually are in this room. That's Mark Ronick.
Okay.
Yes, he cares.
And that is our friend RJ Diaz.
He cares about his team?
He cares about his team.
And I don't.
Although the statistics don't bear out RJ
caring. And the reason why I know is because he's the first one to update me on what's going on.
Oh, on the football?
Either RJ or Mark Ronick.
Neither one of them. And neither one of them bother doing it with me because they know that'll piss me off.
Yes.
I don't care.
And
I don't care.
Going in, I was doing pretty well.
Right.
Because I was maintaining.
Uh-huh.
I was going up, updating my... there had been times that I hadn't activated players. I was
right.
doing the same thing I do every year. But mm-hmm. overall, BFD, our overall sponsor, really got me into it. And I kind of wanted to win because you get...
BFD Fantasy Football, everybody.
You get into this rhythm of how... Whether it's $5 or $10 or just bragging rights, it's nice to walk in and say, I beat your ass.
Does anybody win the money every week? Do we have money to go around?
We come up with weekly prizes, but there are other prizes besides like first, second, and third.
As
most improved.
As the league went on, As the league went on, all I cared about was not having to pay the penalty of taking the whole squad to the palm.
Going last, right.
Going last.
So that's what's going to work, right?
That's the only thing I'm fighting for now.
I care about it.
We're not playing to win. We're playing to not
win. I care about it so little that I had even forgotten that.
Yeah.
So within this room. And that's the six of us, right?
Yeah. I will say this. When I started the season 0-7.
The five of us. It's Mark, RJ, Buzz, Rob, and Oscar.
The thought of the palm penalty was top of mind.
That's a big deal.
Well, yeah, it's like $500-$600 if you're lucky.
You got to be real lucky to get out of there with that.
Right.
Not with what I'm going to eat. Anyway, so what is the current situation? What are we doing? Are we going to have playoffs? And do we? Does our bet about somebody goes to the palm, is that the end of the regular season that counts for?
I would believe that's the end, because if we're talking about record, the head-to-head matchups ended last week, and now we move on to the playoffs.
So now we're gonna get the palm results right now.
Yeah, I mean, worst
and out
record,
of
yeah.
out of me, Oscar, Rob, Buzz, Ronick, and RJ.
Yes.
Whoever brings up the rear has to take everybody to the palm.
Before we do
if it's
this,
me, I'm gonna be. If it's me, I'll tell you where that money's coming
before
from.
Before we do this, do we
same place where Oscar got his bonus?
Do we want to blow
good
out?
Man.
The,
thank you.
Do we want to blow out the playoffs?
Well, no, I think for the other people, we do have to do playoffs.
They win.
Okay.
Well, you, right. Menashe, explain it. Yeah. What are we going to do? What do you want to do? You're the commissioner.
The top six teams that finished 13 weeks, those teams are going to the playoffs starting this week.
Okay.
And then I would say that at this point, since there are six other teams not playing.
I just realized he's going to be up to play.
It might be me. It might be me.
Well, I'll tell you what,
a whole losing streak.
I know what happened this weekend, but I don't know what happened to other people. This is like a coin flip right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not me, though, I don't think.
I don't know.
Could be.
Right, so we need to get our results now?
Yes. How would you like me to begin? Would you like me to say the top six teams that are moving on?
Yeah, the top six teams that are moving on.
And then do the other six, but wait for whoever's in last place for the last.
In this too many teams league that we had, how many people are in our league?
There are 12 teams.
Way too much.
Okay.
Who's going to the playoffs?
Next year.
Here's who's going to the playoffs.
Next year, three teams.
The number one seed is the beautiful, brilliant Mark Ronick.
Oh, F you. Yeah. F you. Did you trade at all during
the
season?
No, I didn't do any trading. Yeah,
you know what? That makes me have a sour tummy.
That makes me want to barf.
I can't believe he outdid Tommy Lund.
That mother effer. That really sucks.
Yeah, sorry.
That really sucks. Okay, who's next?
So then, speaking of, Tommy Lang is the second seed.
Nice.
Did Tommy make trades?
No. Yes. I don't think there was a single trade in our league this year.
Tommy Lang.
Does Tommy Lang
living in his one-bedroom hot plate apartment?
I heard it's a studio.
Stick hump.
And it overlooks Coralville.
God damn it, Tommy Lang. Just fantasy football and continuous internet porn.
Oh, stop.
You know what? It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be a
Please
lot
continue.
Worse.
He
could have bats in his eyes.
And he's in Iowa, too, and I'm jealous.
At number three is our boy, Buzz Burbank.
Nice.
And,
all right, give a round of applause
and,
for that.
Lou Tranquilli said he will keep running Buzz's team until Buzz is ready to jump back.
So he's allowed. He's going to take over the reins?
Because Buzz is a little better. Lou, you've been helping him all the way along.
Yeah, like Buzz having to be in the the hospital really rates, Lou Tranquilli. Lou Tranquilli's run that team.
Well, a little bit.
He was on the phone with Buzz during the draft. We all had the same place, Matt.
That's crap.
Lou, you should be ashamed of yourself because you should be beating Mark Ronick.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So who else is in there?
Then we've got I think there's a listener at number five.
If you don't recognize who it is, of course,
I don't know his team
listener.
Name. So yes,
say the
it's
name.
A listener, and then it's Katie Cole at the fifth seed.
Girl,
yep.
Oh my God!
Oh, no, this
and
is
bringing
God,
up,
she couldn't have been a little more S-faced at the party on Friday.
Yeah.
And then I went in, and
she made $100.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Rob, your hair is almost as long as mine.
All right, who's and what? How many have you given
so
us?
So we are on the final seed for the playoffs.
For the playoffs,
The number six spot. Mike O'Mara.
How is that even possible? I don't even know what to say.
Yes, sirree. Oh, it's a great day to be an American, Rob Spiewak.
Never has the word fantasy been so misused.
Click and win.
Because this is not fantastic.
There I am again.
That's
right. I did it all by myself.
You got the greatest attic in the world.
I did it all
Beautiful,
by myself.
Shiny car.
Philip Rivers is the
bomb.
Yeah, he is.
Click and win.
Phillip Rivers, I got a hot quarterback, baby.
When's the last time you looked at your roster?
This week?
That's right. Attaboy.
I did. I looked at it this week.
Excellent.
I checked the results.
Is that why
see.
You were so excited and surprised to find out you're not in last, but in sixth?
I'm going to the playoffs.
You
you're
had
going
no
to the playoffs.
Idea.
Oh, now what does the winner get?
The winner's going to get 70% of the pot.
And even people that are on the show can win?
I hope Buzz is back for that.
Oh,
we all put
start
in
thinking.
Our own money for that.
All right. So yes, now, right now, we go with the roster we have. That's no trades at this
no
point.
No trades, but you can still pick up players that are on the waiver wire.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Dump all your best players, boys.
Yeah.
Yo, Shirk, anything I can do to help out?
Not at all.
I'll give you a taste.
No, you won't.
I will too.
You won't do anything with my players.
Who's your best? Who's your best player?
My best earner.
Yeah. Who's your best earner?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Hey, thanks for nothing. All right, yeah. I got a better quarterback.
Yeah, you
that.
Do.
You see?
I got a better quarterback.
F you.
I love looking at Rob.
Yeah. I go to your
Rob's
attic.
Face really fell when he found out that I was going
to
go.
I know? Go up to your attic. I look in your attic.
Who's going to the Palm?
All right.
And paying.
All right. Yeah. That's
here's
what,
how
that's
we'll do it.
Let me stop my America the Beautiful.
What
thank
the
you
F?
Very much.
No, I'm pissed.
There are. I'll give you guys first the bottom three teams.
Okay.
Which happen to be Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and RJ Diaz.
How is this possible?
Oh, man. And do we have to do
the we have to Tom palm. Brady.
We have to do the palm before Christmas.
Yeah, that's, I yeah. agree.
Got to happen yep, before Christmas.
Oh, I agree. Can we go great. Today?
I think I
I'm so hungry.
Can Let's go tomorrow
can
so
I
we can all
my
skip
gut,
lunch.
What my gut says.
What's your gut say?
It's me.
Really?
It's me.
Well, you know,
it's my gut.
It's been a good year for the show.
It has.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so that's the bottom three.
Yes. Yeah, so American Idol style, I will let one person rest easy.
One person is safe.
And say that person, Oscar Santana.
Oh,
yes! Oh! Thank you, God! Thank you, thank you, thank you! Thank you, baby Jesus.
This is really turning into a hell
thank
of a
you,
day.
Thank wow. you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great wow. day.
When did we make this deal about the palm?
Right in the beginning.
And we all went along with it.
Yep.
We were all like, yeah, yeah, no problem. Did we do that?
I recall more people being enthusiastic and a few people sort of not being enthusiastic.
Really,
about
were you
it.
Not enthusiastic?
I can't remember.
Yes, he was not enthusiastic
I
about
can't
it.
Wait
How
now.
You feeling?
Yes. I feel like a million effing dollars.
Lobster appetizer.
Oh, just one?
Yeah. No two.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's between RJ and Rob Spiewak
That's
as
right.
to who has to pay for dinner at the Palm.
The loser please of the Mike O'Mara Show Fantasy Football League.
Dead last.
Is RJ Diaz.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Give me a microphone.
Oh, dear.
I'm in the Super Bowl in another league. Well, not yet. I'm in the playoffs in my three other leagues. This is the worst
wow. You know, RJ,
score
the Redskins
I have
won the Super
in
Bowl
any NFL fantasy league ever.
Oh, my God.
But I've never been to the Palm. I'm sure I'm going to get busted for a couple of grand here.
Oh, no, we'll no. be. We will, we're not
we'll
going to hurt
I'll have to talk
I would hurt Rob.
Yes.
You're going to have to
oh,
talk
you would
to
murder me.
Me.
I would hurt Rob, but right. I'm going to be gentle with you.
You yeah. donate Rob, your time to the show. We can't Rob, really beat yeah. him up that bad. No,
I remember day one how he was saying all along how Rob was going to be last.
Right.
And it was until last week.
Yeah, I started 0-7.
He took over.
Ronick, contact, I think, what's the guy's name?
I have it.
Do you get the
I
contact?
I got it on my phone. I don't have it with me.
Now we could
it.
Go with Tommy downtown, uh-huh. or we could go with Tyson's. And I think we got to go with Tyson's, guys, because downtown
closer.
Is downtown.
Yeah. It is closer.
But Tommy would probably...
Treat us very well.
Tommy would probably treat... You want to help your boy out there with that and see what we can do?
I will call.
We're already mentioning him like 18
yeah.
times on the podcast.
Sure.
You know, and so, RJ, you might get a break. You might get a little bit of a break.
If nothing else, you're going to get a great table.
I was willing. I knew what was happening going into the last game.
Yeah, but
damn it, man.
It's not fair. It's fair to Rob. It's not fair to you that you have to do this.
Right.
I was rooting for you.
Yeah.
I know. Thank
yes.
you. Thank
How,
you.
Hold it. Hold it.
Me too.
I was going to let that slide, and I understand.
Me too.
I understand the hatred and how it's great
no
when things bad things
there's
happen
no
to me.
Hatred.
But why is it not fair? Why is it not fair?
Because
that is so unfounded.
You are an equal partner.
It really
and
is
our RJ gives his time.
That's it.
But you know what? RJ That's is it. An equal partner in the league, and this has nothing to do with the show. It has
I know.
Everything to do with the league. And also, don't forget, RJ has a real job.
He does.
I do not.
I know. I understand that. Yes, yes.
Why are we complaining or arguing over it? I'm the one that should be bitching.
That's
not
right.
Rob.
Because Rob does that. That's what Rob does.
No.
Rob makes it all about him.
No.
Rob makes it all about him, even though he's out of the clear. He should be joyous. You should be joyous.
You should listen to what I have to say. Oscar was the first person off the goddamn hook, and all he's saying, oh, please let it be Rob. Oh, please let it be Rob. Yeah. I didn't want it to be about me. He won't let go. He's got a tight Bolivian grip.
Calm down. This is the man that should be upset right here. But let me tell you this.
Did you see this coming?
Yeah, no, he rants sometimes.
Okay.
He gets it out of his system.
Wow.
What he's giving you is he was anticipating being the loser in the league, and he needed to vent that. He needed to get, and he's also very scared of bats.
Okay. Yeah,
so that upset him earlier in the show. That's
it's not
happened.
That. It's
what?
that he wanted it so bad for something bad to happen.
I
to
was
me.
Kind of pulling for it, too.
Yeah, but you know what? From you, I expect it.
Well, you expect that's my M.O.
And
here.
You are M.O.
This is my man, Mr. French. Here,
I know.
And he does generously donate his time to the show.
Yep.
Even though you're right, he does have a very, very good job, which amazes me.
Yeah.
How he keeps it.
Can you?
Yes.
Do you mind if we
like
just get
this.
The? If we actually
that's
get the?
Oh yeah, he's been working. He's been really working today.
If you can break down what our total wins and losses were.
Oh sure.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Sure.
I'm going to the playoffs. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Magnificent, Mike. America cheers in unison.
So I am jealous of
this. This is great.
I don't know. I don't have it off the top of my head. But we all gave $50 or something like that. So
Did you get the cash from everybody for the
I
league?
Did, yeah.
So it'll be $600 is the total, and like 70% of that is $420?
It's playoffs. Yeah. So are we going to know each week who were the playoffs start this weekend?
The schedule is already set.
Oh, boy. Did I bring up the rear in the playoffs?
You did.
Was that the last
you
one
did,
to eat in? Means I'll be playing the number one seed?
Yes.
It means, the number one seed has a bye week. The number one and two get a bye week this week.
Oh, the number one and two?
So you're going to be playing Buzz this week.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
but perhaps you block Mr. Tranquilly.
For
making changes to his team. That's good.
And since I've already been eliminated from a possibility of a win, Oscar will just be at home hoping I stub my toe.
I'm not.
Boys,
Rob. The reason why I was rooting for you, not just because of Mr. Diaz and his donation of time every day.
Right. Yes,
it's because you just didn't care. You didn't try. You didn't try at all.
I tried. I
no,
tried.
You didn't. You're
yes,
a liar.
I did. I set a lineup every week.
Do you set a lineup?
Every week.
Do you go to top lineup?
I
do. You click on top lineup?
No.
Great feature.
It is a nice
Have you
feature.
Ever been
Fabulous
a trade or picked
feature.
Up a new player?
Yes, I picked up like 8 players throughout the season.
I think the best feature.
Oh, wow.
I think that the best feature.
I take that back. Then.
On
I
that
you
on that
care.
Sports line that mm-hmm. we have mm-hmm. With the company I won't mention.
Yeah.
That the best feature of that was top lineup.
Oh yeah.
Love that feature.
It's a really convenient.
Does all the thinking for you.
Click and win.
Click and win.
Gets you in the playoffs.
Exactly.
I made four trades. Four trades.
Did you make
effort.
Four trades?
Kept me out of the
that's,
palm.
That's a supreme
really?
Effort yes. to make four. I didn't
Not
trade
four
anybody.
Trades. I'm sorry. I picked
Pick
up four
up.
Players.
Yeah,
I picked up
three or four. Yeah,
I picked up like 5 players, I think. But also the thing that just kills me is that I did start and I lost so many close ones. I started 0-7. And that's what I thought.
Now, did you start Big Ben in most of your games?
I couldn't.
Oh, he was hurt.
He was hurt. But he's been great. When he came back, that sort of turned my team
around.
Who was your
backup?
It was Favre.
Oh, Brett Favre. See, yeah. I mean, man,
looks,
not,
looked
yeah.
okay.
See, your
the
draft,
at
your draft.
Front, my draft looked good.
I would be fine with your draft.
Yeah.
I mean, with Ben Roethlisberger and Brett Favre,
at
I would say
the season looked
that's
good.
Terrific. But, injuries. All right, where are we, Mark?
Okay, so, Oscar, you wanted the records?
Yes,
everybody's
please.
Record? I'll go through it quickly. I was 9-4, so was Tommy Lang. Buzz was 7-5-1.
You were both 9-4.
I
how
beat
come
him.
You, oh, okay, so you beat him.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm also the highest scorer in the league as well.
Head to head. This is football, man. Head to head. Come on.
Go ahead.
So
Everyone just relax.
Buzz was at 7-5-1. The listener that's in, he was at 7-6. And Katie, 7-6. And then Mike was 6-6-1. His tie was with Buzz, I think, earlier in the season.
Nice.
And then we have, as we were talking about the bottom three, Oscar, you and Rob both finished at 5-8.
Oh, but I beat Rob.
Yes.
And you know how I beat Rob? If there was like a minute 13 left in the Titans game.
Oh, hold on. Get ready. This is thrilling.
So I was down. I was losing to Rob.
So he was losing to me, Mike.
I was losing to
literally
Rob.
Literally losing. He
losing,
literally had less
losing
points.
Losing to Rob.
Right.
Right. What
and
happened?
It was a they could have kneeled the ball for 2 times and then the game would have been
they
over.
They could have kneeled
they
the ball.
They could have, Mike.
But
they could have knelt down, you mean.
Now, listen. This is great.
They gave the ball to Chris Johnson, my player.
Yes.
And he scampered for like a 30-yard touchdown.
Oh, wow.
And there was only 30 seconds left on the clock by the time he got in the end zone.
And
I beat Rob.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Wow.
This fantasy is all about,
so
Rob.
Sweet.
All right.
And here's what's so probably hard for you, RJ.
I love when Oscar tells that
Shut
story.
Shut up, Rob. I want to hear this. What
RJ's record was 4-8-1, so he got on the bottom by half a game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
All right. Well,
it's okay, RJ. You know, I hope we can still be friends.
Boys,
if it would help, Oscar could tell another thrilling recap of the last 30 seconds of a game.
All right, so you work with Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
Since he dodged the bullet, it's the least he can do to get.
Oh no, the least I could do would be nothing.
To get the best situation for you at the moment. Will
we'll
you work on
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely,
and you know, use that good schmoozing power you have. Tyson's.
Close? Yeah. How close was it?
Oh, amazingly close.
I mean, points-wise, what are we talking about?
Between the three of you, we're talking about a difference of like, oh, geez, between you and Rob, it's like 30 points.
Yeah, none of that with playoff teams.
Right.
Oh, no.
Like me.
It's only fitting you got in. It is your show.
Oh, fantastic.
If
I'm
any
so
of you
excited.
Smell that delightful aroma, that's Mike O'Mara smelling like a rose.
Yes, sir. Hey, we got to take a break. I am so happy right now. I'm so giddy.
Congrats.
This is terrific. RJ, we'll see you at the Palm.
Oh, boy.
Good stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time now to open up the audio vault.
Thank you.
Today brought to you by Amazon. Now listen to us.
Yeah.
I want to say, and I cannot believe how well we have done with this relationship with Amazon.
Yes.
You folks have picked the ball up, you have run with it, and you have done your shopping through the Mike O'Mara website on Amazon, and we are eternally grateful. You've done very well for our show because of that. So we remind all of you, if you haven't had a chance to do this, go through Amazon and go through our website to get to Amazon and get right to your destination in time for the holidays. Gift wrapped with one-click purchasing. Amazon has something for everyone you're shopping for this season. Use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage or click the Amazon banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks to Amazon. Thanks to our listeners for shopping with them. And we really do appreciate that. It's really appreciated.
Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
I know you live on Headline News.
I certainly
do. It's your favorite TV station, right?
It's all I watch.
Well, Robin Mead hosts Morning Express, and she had a bit of a bad moment the other day. She came on and just could not stop coughing. This is every broadcaster's nightmare.
Oh, dear.
And what's so great, it's coming out of commercials with that high-pitched headline news music. Things
exactly.
have got to be communicated.
Start it from the beginning.
Here
this
it
is
from coming out of commercials.
Oh, Jennifer. You might need to come out here. All right.
Oh, poor thing. Wow. Is she getting slapped on the back?
No, someone's running over.
Sorry, kids. Are merely 20%. Sorry about that. Robin had a little coughing attack. She's just recovering over there. Military kids are nearly 20% more likely to experience stress and behavioral disorders.
Okay, so thank you so much, Jen. You're a rock star.
I'm
for doing
so
that.
Glad you're a little bit better.
Never eat a fiber bar. In a commercial break?
Yeah, that's a cough.
Before you're about
not,
to speak.
That's not a cold cough. That's something got caught.
Yeah,
if you eat a lot of fiber and cough like that, you're going to have another problem.
And
too.
Incidentally, that's something. Get ready to get older.
Yeah.
When you get older, that is something that happens more and more often. Like, you can sit there in a chair and do it with your own saliva, which is about the worst thing in the world. Now I know why all my relatives used to do that. My Uncle Bill Sheehan.
Yeah.
It was clockwork that my Uncle Bill Sheehan would be at the holiday table eating roast beef, and I swear to God, first of all, he'd bring his own bottle of Early Times bourbon, and he'd bring a full bottle, and by the end, there would be three fingers of it left in the
Take
bottle.
The
he would be
boat.
Absolutely obliterated, and that we would have all the phases. We would have the jolly, then the talking too much, then the tears, and then at dinner, usually, you know, right at the beginning of the meat course, where we'd be having like a roast beast for Christmas dinner, and he would go, and the face would turn scarlet. about it. He'll go, are you all right, Bill? And the same drill, all of that, waving his arms around, like that. And oh my God, I'm talking 50 holidays. I remember this.
I would love
Thanksgivings and Christmases.
Wouldn't it be great to have a video of that?
Oh my God,
you'd
it was
love
incredible.
To have
with his wandering eye.
A couple questions. First off, why didn't they turn down her mic pack?
I have.
I mean, who's in the control room that says, "Okay, this is obviously she
it's headline news. It's a one man show."
Let me answer this the best way I can, and this is concerning TV.
Okay,
this is true. You guys, right, say we're working at JFK.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
Would you have liked to have the JFK engineers running all your stuff?
No,
because they don't give a rat's
ass.
True. You got a producer who you're eyeballing. You're looking at him and going, "Drab." Turn my mic off, right. Or you, better yet, control your own
mic.
But
they're in a control room.
They don't have a dog in that fight. And you know the fact that they let her out to dry like that? A, they're not thinking and they don't give a rat's ass. B, they might just be doing it on purpose as well.
C, it helped the audio vault immensely.
It did. Yeah, I love that.
The second was, I've heard the reference to fingers and alcohol.
Yes.
What does that mean? I've never
three
understood.
Fingers. There.
Not that much.
It's like that. So if you got that much at the bottom. So here's the bottom of the bottle. There's three fingers, you know, stacked on top of each other. That's it. Three fingers.
But I've heard people say I like to usually go home and unwind and have four fingers of Belvedere vodka.
Four fingers. That's like that's almost a full little short glass with ice of a vodka.
Okay. See, I was like, I've never heard that term.
Two fingers is usually a single. Four fingers is a double shot.
Wow.
Two fingers is also prom night. if you're lucky.
Or as my radio partner Kirk McEwen likes to say, two knuckles deep.
That's right. God
one
bless
of his,
you.
One of his favorite.
God,
favorite.
Bless
you,
Mr.
McEwen. Speaking, speaking of the radio show, we had something today, and I was trying to remember this for you because it was an expression that has the word Cherokee in it, and it refers to somebody who is at a party or a social event and splits without telling anybody that they're leaving. The Cherokee fadeaway?
Is that what it is?
I think it's called the Cherokee fadeaway.
We
looked it up today because Kirk wanted to know if it was racist or not.
Is it?
And no, it's not. It's just this.
Is it named after Rick West?
Right now, that sound you heard was a boner.
Yeah, he loves that.
Somewhere in the United States.
He loves that. Hello, Cherokee.
It's called the Cherokee fadeaway.
That's awesome.
Very I've never cool. heard of that, and I think it is racist.
It's like it's when you leave somewhere, but I have no idea. What.
It's got to be racist.
No, I think it's a tribute.
It's got to be
the
racist.
Cherokee fadeaway.
Mike, the CBS Morning News, as you know, they've blown out the entire morning staff there.
Yeah, and those poor people are having to work through the holiday, and they have great attitudes. Our friend Dave Price and
love
Harry
Dave
Smith,
Price.
Some good people over there.
This morning, however, I'm sorry, yesterday morning, Erica Hill was there, and they brought on an animal guy, and it's the director emeritus of the zoo that Letterman has on all the time, and his name escapes me right now, but you know
Jack Hanna.
That's the guy.
Jack Hanna.
And he brought out a yellow python. And the woman, Erica Hill, does not like snakes, as I don't like bats, and she points something out that's sort of embarrassing. I think you'll like this.
Now, snakes I'm not so big on, I'll be honest.
Here, hold the banana then.
Okay, that I can do.
Jack Hanna.
Come here. You can help me hold
okay.
it.
Okay, what am I doing?
This is a Burmese python.
Oh, there's something sticking out of it there.
Oh, that's his.
Is that his? What is? Well, oh.
Is that his what?
I think she asked if it was his wings.
His wings?
But what it is, it's his
penis?
It's his male parts.
Oh, my God.
Snakes. It's hard.
I should just end this segment now.
It's not going well. I haven't got enough time to explain it to you.
It's all right. You know what? I think I've got it figured out, Jack.
But see.
But apparently the python very excited to be on CBS.
That's funny.
Rolling Stone magazine, Mike, do you want to pretend for a moment that it still matters?
Okay.
Came out with the top five singles of the year. And I only bring these to your attention because I like to stay kind of plugged into music. I only knew two of these.
Really?
These are the top five records that Rolling Stone named.
Oscar, I defer to you because you stay as current as anybody on this. Let's see if you can help us.
Okay. Number five, Arcade Fire. You like
this? He's giving it a thumbs up?
Yes.
Okay, it's called, do you remember the name of it?
No.
We Used to Wait by Arcade Fire.
Alt rock band.
It's modern music.
Indie
Nobody's going to remember the title. You'll either know the artist or the title. You're not going to know both because that's hit music today.
I knew this one at number four, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
It's a great album, by the way.
Nice rack.
Teenage. Great
Katy
rack.
Perry, a hit machine. Yeah. I think a hit machine.
It rhymes with hit.
Right.
She got married to Russell Brand in India.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool, but India.
He's a nab. He's David Arquette light.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he is.
At number three, I think his name is Sade. It's not Sade, who I originally thought it was. S-A-D-E. Soldier of Love.
I I don't know the song.
You don't know the song?
I don't know the song.
Rolling Stone liked it enough to give it number 3.
I kind of like it.
Tell you what you're going to love.
All right.
Number 2, best song of the year, should walk away with all the Grammys, CeeLo Green with F.U.
Yeah.
Which is essentially an Al Green record.
How many nominations?
A lot. Like 8, I think. But it's just the song of the year. It's fantastic. Thank God he finally...
I wish you played that from the beginning. I like the beginning of that as well.
I like that he came out with a censored version because it's just, it's radio candy. And the number one record of the year, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Kanye West, featuring Pusha T, I'm sorry, it's Runaway.
Maybe it's because I don't like the guy.
You don't like the guy whose music is great. I got the album.
I don't think his music really is great.
No, Mike, it's great.
I think he is a sampling maniac.
I love that song.
I think he is. I think he absolutely piggybacks on other people's talent, and I think it sucks. It really does.
I'm shocked that Eminem didn't get
Well, he got a lot of Grammy nominations.
Me too. That duet he did. Yeah, very, very
All
good.
Right, well, F music.
Just a little more music, Mike.
All right.
You'll like this. You like when anyone screws up the national anthem.
Oh, I do indeed.
This last weekend.
Because I did it perfectly.
From the Eli Young Band, the singer stopped by Cleveland Stadium before the Browns game and did the national anthem and forgot the words. Now, this happens all the time. But the thing that I love about this, listen to how long it takes for the Cleveland fans to turn on him.
Okay, good.
And yet, by the end, they seem to have forgiven him, so all I compressed it.
Okay. What sound or noise do you hate?
Oh, forgive me.
Now, that's the... I can't even understand it.
It started with Twilight's Last Gleaming, and then he paused and he started the wrong lyric, and listened to the audience just go crazy, the crowd in the stadium.
Twilight's Last Gleaming.
Hold on, did he start with Twilight's Last Gleaming?
No, he started over again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let me. I always can offer insight into this because when I sang it
at
the Washington Nationals New York Mets game, I will tell you, that was numero uno. Everybody knows the lyric. Everybody knows it. That's what makes it so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And the pressure is so much because that's all your pressure is. Notes, they don't matter that much because you're going to get the notes. Everybody knows the melody. But forgetting the lyric. And if you nonchalant it, if you take it for granted, which all these idiots do, that's when you forget the lyric.
You have to sing it reverently.
You have to pay the almost said the F word.
Thank you, Mike.
You have to pay the F attention to it. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, you're going to screw up. And I remember we had Stan Kasten, the president of the Nationals, on. He goes, now don't pull a Roseanne Barr.
Right.
Everybody does that. And that's everybody. Don't screw up that lyric. Everybody says that to you.
Yeah.
So that's where the pressure comes
from. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I'd love to hear the James Franco
Okay,
stuff.
Oh, I will play that. I got to do one thing. I forgot to mention this. I got a card through our mailing address. I don't know who this lady is. She's not a Facebook friend, and I wanted to say thank you to Christina Kienstra or Kierstra. I can't read the handwriting, who put a donation in the name of the show to Teardrops to Rainbows.
That's the cancer organization?
Which is an organization that helps children with cancer their families. Nice. So
thank you very much,
Christina.
I love that stuff during the holidays.
Most appreciated.
All right, last one. What do you got time for one more?
Okay, well, then I'll save the Actor Studio for tomorrow. I have to leave you for the seventh night of Hanukkah, Mike. Eddie Steinberg is 79.
Very good.
And the joke is about the new boots. Old Jews telling jokes.
Man, so far. These Jews are on a roll, Mark.
An elderly gentleman always wanted to own a pair of hand-tooled cowboy boots. And since he was well into his 80s, he felt time was getting away from him. So he went and picked out a beautiful pair of Tony Lama hand-tooled cowboy boots. He rushed home and straight into the kitchen where his wife, Sarah, was. And he struck a pose. And he said, so, Sarah, notice anything new? She turned around and looked at him and said, same shirt, same pants, nothing new. He was so angry, he went into the bedroom, stripped all his clothes off except for the cowboy boots, walked back into the kitchen, struck the same pose and said, now, Sarah, notice anything new? She looked at him very carefully and stopped down at that lower part below the belly button, and she said, it's hanging there like it overhangs there. It's nothing new. He says, it's not hanging there, it's pointing to my boots. She says, it's pointing to your boots. Maybe next time you should buy a hat.
That, Mike, that is your audio vault.
I love that. We will take a break. When we come back, we've got limited edition foods with a cult following and also the arrest of the week. And we will go to commercial break, play this a little longer than normal because A, it's John Lennon's anniversary of his death, and B, this is one of the greatest songs of all time. We'll be right back.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
F it. Do you have the whole thing?
Yeah.
Play it all.
Imagine all the people living.
Apologies to 1630 KCJJ and Vermont's 107.1 The Game. We decided we'd play that. I came back from that. I'm like, I can't jump in that one because it's today. And that particular song, played it on the radio today. You'll hear that all over the radio, everywhere today. And I hear that song to this day. And I work at a classic rock radio station.
Yeah.
You hear that song, there is absolutely no burn factor. No. I could listen to it again and again. And I think that's, I don't know, arguably the best piece of music that John Lennon ever wrote, probably.
Maybe his most lasting piece and the one that most summarizes his thoughts. And it makes me realize what a tragedy it is that he was taken so young.
Especially after play those hits that we were listening to before.
Sure.
Anyway, I sound like an old fart there, but I don't care. Because I am an old fart, and I can sound like an old fart, and that's okay. Our last segment is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com. For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, DigitalTrends.com makes it easier. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, or just click their ad on our website, digitaltrends.com. Now, just a couple of news stories, and the way we're doing it while Buzz is taking a break here, we are actually just giving you a brief little news segment, a couple of stories at the end of every show, and that's that's what we will do until he comes back.
And tomorrow I'm going to come in and I'm going to be really anti-Obama because I think that will that will really motivate Buzz
great
to
idea.
Return.
It's terrific.
That's
yeah.
my thought.
Spirit of Buzz, living on. Let's do that. And yeah, we want to say once again, Buzz is making some progress.
We had great news today.
Doing
which is
better, and we wish him a very speedy recovery. All right, here are the six limited edition foods with cult followings. Are you
okay.
ready for this?
Yeah.
For those of you out there who salivate uncontrollably over the McRib, which I guess they just took out.
Yeah, although I think the Manassas one still has it. The well, banner's up.
A few days late.
So I'm leaving.
I'm talking to you, Bill Clinton. He loved the McRib.
McLeavins.
It's no longer available at most McDonald's, maybe some in Manassas.
Sure.
Isn't that great?
That is
yeah.
great, Mike.
But it is available here.
I was living in a devil town.
Stop by for a black market McRib.
Perfect. Fans hoping it won't be another 15 years before they're back. But the McRib is not the only menu item that shows up every once in a while and then goes away. Here are six more limited edition foods with cult followings. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Number one, the McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
It's named after your producer.
I've had it. Snake in the Grass Shake.
They've been selling it every March for St. Patty's Day since 1970, and even then, not every McDonald's has it, so diehard fans go to shamrockshake.com
pretty good.
To find the closest one
it's
that
mint,
does.
Right?
I
yeah,
believe
it's
mint.
Yeah,
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 see, yummy, yummy.
Stick with strawberry.
I am not a Starbucks guy, but number two is the Starbucks Pumpkin Latte Spice Latte.
I have had that as well.
You like that?
You see, I'm not about that one, but the same schedule is the gingerbread latte. The gayest sounding drink in the world.
The gingerbread that one.
Tell Robbie, be Rob ordering a gingerbread latte.
Yes, can I please have the gingerbread latte?
There you go. Okay,
can
number.
I have some gumdrops?
But the gingerbread latte is fantastic.
Okay, you made yourself sound even gayer. Didn't think that was possible.
Well, I can only go so gay before I start sounding straight again.
Number three, break me off a piece of this.
Yeah.
I've never had it, but I want it. Dreyer's limited edition eggnog ice cream.
Never had it.
Daddy want.
Oh, that sounds
Daddy,
good.
Of course, don't mail it to me. It's yeah. perishable. Since the 1950s,
it's
been available every November. November and December. Do they sell Dreyer's around here anywhere? I never see Dreyer's.
I don't see it.
Dreyer's limited edition eggnog. All right. Number four, sweet tarts.
Yeah.
Or sweethearts. Those are little things for Valentine's Day. Blah,
nah,
that's not a good one.
You know what my dad used to do at his office? He'd
What's
get a
that?
Bag of them and file off the original message and write dirty things in Sharpie and put the bowl out.
That is so gross.
Your father is a funny man.
Yeah, with lots of time on his hands.
Robert W. Spiewak.
Senior. Remember, Spiewak Solutions, solutions start
I think
here.
It's funny,
How
but...
How about you, Bob?
Nobody can
funny
eat
guy,
them.
Funny guy, Bob Spiewak.
Did people just eat them anyway?
Sure.
Number five is Malamars.
Mmm.
Turn his microphone on.
Must I?
Oh, thanks.
Malamars?
They're those cookies. They're round chocolate. On the outside, they have marshmallow and a cookie, like a plain cookie inside it.
Why? All right, so they didn't have it. They were first sold in Hoboken in 1913 when they didn't have refrigerated trucks to transport them during the summer.
Oh.
So even though there are plenty of refrigerated trucks around, Nabisco only sells them from September to April. And in those 7 months, they sell enough packages to stretch from New York City to Detroit.
Wow, it's a great cookie.
And number six, number one.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Yeah.
Every year they come out. Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
And
God almighty, you cornered the market on ripping off your fellow workers with Girl Scout cookies for, it seemed like 50 years Julia was in the Girl Scouts.
You know
Scouts.
What's great is that the show's almost over and I can take this goddamn kick me sign off.
Maya would like to sell you guys some cookies.
Oh, see?
I'll buy
phase two.
But
that's
see, the thing is Maya's not in the Girl Scouts. Mark makes these cookies.
That's right.
Yes, I know. Favorite Girl Scout cookie, real quick. Mark?
The Samoas.
Samoas?
Thin Mints.
Samoas. Two
nice.
Samoas, two Thin Mints. There we go.
Thin Mints come in two portions in every package.
That's it. Very delicious. Very, very delicious.
Love them.
And then there was one last thing I had the arrest of the week. Is that in here?
You had it. I saw it on your board.
You were holding
there
it in your hand.
There it is. It's the Mike O'Mara Show arrest of the week. You ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Go, baby.
Early on Monday morning, police caught up with 41-year-old Mark Watson of Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes.
A few minutes after he'd crashed his truck into another vehicle and fled the scene. When they found him, his eyes were bloodshot and watery. They asked him what happened, and he told them, quote, "I'm effing drunk. I was driving, but I did not run the stop sign. That witch hit me." They wanted to give him a blood alcohol test, but he refused. And he said, quote, "I ain't taking no effing tests. I'm effing drunk. I'm blind anyways, and I can't drive."
He's blind.
The police did not confirm how blind he was, Clearly, he's not fully blind, or he never would have made it to the intersection in the first place. Mark was arrested for a DUI, leaving the scene of an accident, driving under a suspension, and assault on a police officer. And when he was arraigned on Monday, he fell down drunk in front of the judge, so they tacked on public intoxication. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I'm here all week. That's it for the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you enjoyed that. Get well soon, Buzzy. Yeah, we want you back here as soon as possible. We'll be back tomorrow. Still have to fix you.
Oh, I can't believe we didn't fix him.
Yeah, perfect. I got to fix you. I'm sorry.
If I would have lost today, I would have been depressed and upset, and I'd say, let's do it.
I know.
But I
know.
Won, and you're in the playoffs.
Yes, I'm in the playoffs, and RJ's buying dinner at the Palm.
It really doesn't get much better than that.
Our show today brought to you by Man Grates. He doesn't want socks, sweaters, or ties. He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron. Man Grates, a grill enhancement system starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling, and it comes with the best grill brush ever. Now available in quantities from 1 to 4. Man Grates. Click their ad at Mike O'Mara. show.com. That's it. We gotta get out of there. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank, and also Benasha Mark Ronick, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Feel better, Buzz.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rob.